talked. Is our burps funny? Me and our friend Bill were talking about that.
I think the timing is so important. I think it's so important.
Well, let me say this. I can burp for a very long time.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
I know that's not what you meant, but it is technically timing.
Okay. Well, how long can you burp for? You don't have to do
it. Is that a challenge?
I mean,
see, but it's like, okay, if I say the amount, hi, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast. Okay, this is the opening. It's a cold opening. If you say that, though, first of all, there's people that I think it makes them barf. Like, even now, there are people that are like, oh, I hope I don't hear a burp. But Homer Simpson's pretty popular.
Great burp. He had a great burp. Great burp.
Oh, I surpass that.
Wow.
This is beyond that. This goes, it's people sometimes think it's mechanical.
Okay.
Should we do it?
Turn my mic down a little bit. Yeah, I mean, you.
It takes
me
a few seconds to get the air.
All
right. But what I'm saying is do people want to turn on a podcast and hear someone
belch?
Probably
not. Okay, I think for a podcast, it's really, they don't want to hear this.
Okay, but if they don't want to, that means I want to do it so much more.
Okay. Yeah, go against the grain. Let the audience, for the record, audience, I'm on your side and I'm right this time. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, well, obviously now I'm going to do it like, I'm going to try and knock it out of the fucking park. Here we go.
So what's your process? Like, what do you do to build? Are you swallowing air?
Silence!
Some people swallow air. Some people trigger like a valve in their lungs. Wow.
Hold on.
That was pretty good. What? Okay. That was like,
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Can I go for
the
one?
The thing is, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts. What? Yeah, sure. You're not gonna do is you want? Is this a contest now? Let's do it. Oh, cold opening, burping contest. Let's do it.
Well, you know, this kind of brings me back to me discovering how to burp. You know, I remember the
what, like when you were half a day old and you almost exploded from gas. What are you talking about?
No. The first, I think it was the first grade, the first willing burps.
Oh my God, every story with him is like a first time. It's so weird. What is that, Deepu? Why do you remember these first times of things?
You probably remember them too. You're just not hanging on to them.
Oh no, because my journey into burps, because I've really taken it seriously, it's like, I'm not on that first time. I'm like, what's that last time? What's that ultimate burp where I need not burp again? I'm going for that world record.
What have you burped for me lately?
I just burped for a while, and because you kept interrupting and asking like, oh, what's going on in there? How does it throw you, I had to fucking stall it. Can I do another one?
sure.
Okay, here we go. And I really want... If you're going to do anything, Deepu, I want you to whisper like it's a David Attenborough film, okay? And just get ready for me to burp.
You think I watch David Attenborough movies? Come on.
Great. Anyway, you're an idiot. Okay, here we go. You're an idiot, says the guy being like, shut up. Take this burping bit seriously. Here we go. Here we go. What, are you moving iron ingots? What was that noise?
I'm shifting things so my Wi-Fi receptor.
Your iron ingots?
Yeah. I don't want to get my literally iron ingots are blocking my Wi-Fi signal.
Silence!
Dude, you burp like a bad guy in a TV series. I love it.
Let's start the show. We'll call this a clothing saga. So we'll start from the largest piece of clothing to the smallest we can obscurely find.
Whoa, you don't get to ask me? I thought you asked me what we
should name. We already burped for a while. I just was going to pull the fucking trigger and get the name here. The Clothing Saga Overcoat episode.
Okay. This is Hack Thought Podcast Clothing Saga
Overcoat
episode, mic edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
You know, but this is Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast where we talk about thoughts you don't think to think about. Thoughts like, you know, are there burps still left in Michael's throat and he has to stop because he thought he was going to vomit? Thoughts like, since we've invented those weird clamp things, why are paper clips still around? You know, thoughts that you haven't thought to throw out. Today's episode's going to be fun. I think today's episode, Deepu, will be one of the most challenging we've ever done.
How so? Intellectually? Musically?
Yes, there's this complicated dance number in the middle of this. Are you ready for today's hot thought? First of all, do you have a quick hot thought on paperclips versus those weird clamp things, which I don't know the names of? What are those called? Do you know those? They're usually like black, and then they have a silver thing.
Yeah, I know exactly the thing.
Why the fuck do we have paperclips anymore?
We have paperclips.
It feels like using a fucking club.
Bigger paperclips, I believe they're called.
Bigger, yeah. Paper or paperclips? Okay, here we go. Drum roll, please. Don't do a drum roll. Let's ban high school.
All right, I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Okay, there we go. And you've listened to the show.
No, I thought this for a while, Mike. In fact, this was actually my topic. So you know what? I'll just sacrifice it and let it be your topic.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it
Shut
was.
Shut the fuck up.
I was ready
Today?
To take it. Oh, yeah. I was ready to take it down.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bullshitter. Go ahead.
Education has been democratized in so many ways.
Anyway, that's nonsense. Anyway, that's nonsense. You just said that? That's totally a hack thought. Anyway, what you just said was fucking nonsense.
No,
and
it's
you
true.
Just said that? You've just said that sentence so much that you don't know what it means, and no one has ever been, because it has the word democratize in it, no one's ever been like, oh, that doesn't make absolute, what does that mean? It's been democratized. So people fucking get together and they're like, oh, let's vote on what the fuck 6+4 means, Deepu?
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure democratize has two meanings, or at least two.
It has none of those other meanings!
Does it democratize what? Mean, like, oh, it's universally available?
Shut the shit up! No!
Okay, well, that's what I meant.
Holy
universally
shit.
Available.
Holy shit, I'm so... But this is... Do you see...
Wait, that is a hack thought, totally.
This is a person who thought... This is a hack thought right there. He thought he could get away with saying that sentence. Nobody has ever said, like, hey, that's fucking... That's not a sentence. And then...
no one has ever said...
And then on top of that, the hack thought is that this is a person who's fucking educated.
Hmm.
You know, you have a college degree, right?
I have several. No, I only have one. I only have one.
I don't know. Some people do.
Yeah, some people actually do. Some people do.
Yeah. I've been trying to get like a fake. I actually asked one of my family members how easy it would be to get doctor added to my name, since mm-hmm. my brother got a second degree, and I don't like that. He has more degrees than me, so now I want to be a doctor or something. you know, there's got to be some doctorate you can get, whatever. So you're educated, and that sentence is fucking nonsense. And you've had how many years of education to think of that opinion? And at no point in that education did you learn it was fucking nonsense.
Well, I mean, I say...
Like 15, 16 years of education, and at no point were you like, hey, that sentence makes no sense.
First of all, this is not a thought I developed while being
okay,
educated.
Again, you went through it for 15 years, and you didn't. And this is, and that's the best you... Oh, Jesus. Can we rewind a second? I'm sorry. First, I felt like we were already on the back end because we burped at the beginning. And now let's just start over before I have to go into to this nonsense.
Hmm.
High school. Why do you think it's unnecessary? And don't say that thing you said. Because I believe it is 100, but we don't need it at all.
Well, I'm gonna preface my answer by saying that...
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to preface it by saying that I believe that the school system...
He believes.
In its current form.
No, let me do the bishop. You're doing the preacher. Let me do the bishop.
The school system, in its current
the
form...
The school system, in its Super Saiyan form...
Has let me down.
Mm-hmm. You got to talk faster when we do these bits.
Right. A teacher was able to teach me good character.
Good character. Not good grammar.
But not geometry.
Once again, was able to teach me good character is not a sentence in English as such.
You can't teach someone good character? You can't teach that?
Nope.
Why not?
It's not it's not that you, in your mind, I'm sure there's a definition. In English, it's not a sentence.
Okay.
She teach me bad burger is also not a sentence. These
are
all
I get what
not
you're saying,
sentences.
Though. I get
did
what you're...
she teach you to have a good character? Or did she teach you to make...
First of all, this is I don't like how you throw
your,
she in there.
Did she, did,
it was a
did
he.
They,
it was a he.
Did it to, because I don't refer, did I don't prefer refer to any teachers as humans. Did it teach you to make certain your character was of a good quality? Because all those sentences are sentences.
I forget what he taught me exactly, but you know.
That much, Deepu, is apparent to everyone listening.
I had a teacher that taught me good character, but I was actually ranked.
Stop moving fucking ingots. I'm losing my goddamn mind over here. He does this every week, people. And then I write him and I go, do you think you're a spy? That you think I can't hear you clamping and shuffling? It's ridiculous. I don't even, you know what it is? I don't even care about the side noise, Deepu. It's that you think you're getting away with it. You think you're a fucking super spy. That you think it's like, and I'll just slyly move this under the table and the Prime Minister will not see it all and hopefully Lady Chatterworth will join me on my quest to assassinate all the gnomes. What are you doing? Everyone can hear you flopping and throwing shit around. It's so ridiculous. Just say excuse me instead of like it sounds like someone talking to me at the desk at the DMV. Like, you're gonna need to bring that and move that there and shift that. Like, and then stamp it. And it's like, did you go to any farms when you're out of the country? What's your address? Okay, how long have you been traveling? It's like, Jesus, fuck, Deepu. Holy shit. Now I gotta fix my computer because I really did slam it around. Stop moving shit!
No, I mean, that was the last time.
Or tell me! It isn't the last time! We have this text conversation every week. Okay.
It's because...
feel like a teacher! Stop passing notes!
This feels all very familiar. It's all very familiar. These yellings.
Do you like me? Yes, no, or maybe. Okay. What the fuck did you just say while you were moving shit? I'm so angry.
I was ranked dead last in high school. Scientific fact.
How you were ranked by who? The FDA in your beef quality?
No, the school had its own ranking system based
like on Hunger Games.
I guess so. I mean, I forget how that ranking system works, but I was not. I was definitely not fighting anyone anytime soon, mentally or physically.
This is all insane nonsense. Why don't you like school? Oh, my God. I'm going to get to some of my points. Why don't you hang on to some of yours for a little? Why don't you go back, do a little bit of a rewrite? I'll let you retake the test later. Okay.
I've done that before, too.
Yeah. Calm down. First of all, here's the first thing. You've been to college, right?
Some would say.
Oh, my God. Deepu, the idea of straight man. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a letter in terms of podcasting. It's called Being a Straight Man is one of the letters. And then the other letter is I can hear you shuffling muffins in the background. Oh, what you're doing. Smashing old orange peels.
I don't know what that is. But okay. Sorry. I've been to college. Yes.
You've been to college. Every single high school course that you might take in that same vein, every subject you might take in college, they literally reteach that entire course. I have never, ever taken a course in college that was a 101. First of all, I haven't taken that many. Let's put all the cards on the table here. I went to art school, so I really didn't listen to the courses that weren't about artsy-fartsy things. But I've done some surveying, and every single college 101 course goes over what you learned in high school. So what the fuck? And they do it in like 2 weeks.
I know. It's very, it's disheartening. You know, you show up at the doors of college thinking you're gonna have your mind fucking awoken with all sorts of new shit.
And okay. Again, classically missing the point. the point here is that they are going to teach it to you anyway in college. So what the fuck is the point of learning it in high school?
Well, you know, maybe the second time's the charm. Maybe it's all.
It's not. We've talked about this on the show before. Hack thought that I teach every single American. Ask an American when the American Revolutionary War ended. It's a great party trick. Most people, unless you're in a room of history teachers, I've talked about this on a lot of other podcasts. It's a great party trick to show how this is bullshit because they teach education three and sometimes four times. They teach the American Revolution sometimes three or four times in American schools. Everybody goes, 1776, that's when this country started. Oh, I don't know. Wait, we agreed to do the Gilbert Godfrey voice when someone was being stupid. 1776. That's when this country. I'm doing Harvey Firestein. I just have to do it, Deepu. It's all I can do.
Go for it.
I can't do Gilbert. I'm sorry to the audience. I know I impressed them with my burping, but I can't do Godfrey. I'm going to have to do Harvey Firestein. Says the audience of nobody over the age of knowing who Harvey Firestein is, but I will do the impression anyway. 1776, everybody, that's when America started, 1776, but then you go to them, when did it end? And they're like, when did the American Revolution end? They don't know. So what, it's not the third or the fourth time is the charm, it's that people don't give a shit. Is that unless you're into American history as a topic, you don't fucking care.
All right, well, yeah, you want to nitpick hairs, when did the Revolutionary War end, when did the country begin? It's basically the same thing. It's the same overall event.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So you can just calm down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Fallick here. Wile E. Coyote is on the other line with me, and I am, of course, Roadrunner. Deepu, when did the American Revolution end?
When are the
good night, revolution? Folks. You know, it's great being here today. It's as if he says, "I am Sir Galahad. I shall go into battle." And someone says, "Put on your pants." He goes, "No, that's part of my plan is not bringing pants into battle."
1775, anyway, I would say
it ended one. That was a quick one, huh? Before they went back in time. Martha Washington, we gotta go, Martha. We gotta get this horse up to 88 miles an hour so we can go back and make sure the war never started. Martha! That joke worked out a lot better because Martha and Marty sound similar. Wrong. Go look it up. Go fucking get your textbooks
I'm
back.
I'm never looking this up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the fucking point. You're never looking it up, and yet they taught it to you four times. So let's move beyond that. Okay. But the other point is, what are the other downsides? What are the upsides people always say about us being in actual school, I'd say? Is one of the questions I say. What are? Come on, Deepu.
Bullying.
This is your job.
Bullying.
Hold on. Shut up. This is your fucking job. Is it your job to, in a non-ridiculous way, if you go with the stupid people need to be bully arguments again, I will come down to New York and punch you in the tits. It's your job to find holes in my argument.
Okay.
Why should people be in high school? I say they shouldn't. Middle school, stop. College, 4 years later, or whenever you want.
Well, I think school at least serves a base level of socialization of children.
They're not allowed to. You're allowed to assemble, Deepu. It's not as if that's still allowed in this world.
But there's no institutionalized assembly.
Well, that always works out. Here are the institutionalized social groups: the army, jail, and school. It's not a great list, to be honest. It's sort of 50-50 in terms of good people. That's a coin toss if you eliminate school.
I mean, so are you saying that kids would be fine if they just grew up like just being loners in their houses, just with their parents and maybe the immediate neighborhood?
Aha, you've hit on the issue. The issue that people bring up all the time is that kids need to do stuff.
Mm.
Well, they could. They could fucking do stuff. They could do whatever. They could do whatever they want. They could go take classes. They could go get a part-time job. They could do whatever the fuck they wanted. They could just be treated like fucking humans. Well, we prove time and time again that a kid can graduate college like at the age of 12. There's every once in a while there's some genius that gets in. I've always never thought those kids were that smart. I think they somehow went through school in a way in which they finished it quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, I honestly think I could have finished my high school my college courses, and I'm counting the ones that are, you know, obviously, I could have made the film and animation and shit when I was in high school as well, but that's not the point. I could have finished the college courses I took that were just education, you know, liberal arts. I could have finished those when I was in high school. I think everyone could have.
Absolutely. It's not a very high bar. Not a lot of things are taught in college.
So why the fuck? There's this thing of like kids need to go do something. Okay, why don't they give a shot at college? I don't understand.
Well, high school prepares you for college a little bit, but that's not a good enough reason to have.
In what way? In what way? Other than athletes, I do not think that high school prepares kids for college. I think athletes are getting a great education when it comes to high school. They're getting a chance to play against lesser players who are not going to get to play in these other leagues. They're getting a chance to feel competition, see how far they can push themselves, let their bodies mature. Other than that, how does it prepare anyone? Musicians, maybe, too. Artsy-fartsy people. But I wasn't going to do any work anyway. So I don't need any preparation. I did a lot of preparation on my own of watching Godzilla 72 times. That prepared me.
One could say that school prepared you by boring
you. Not me. Not me. No, that's a. We're not going to get into the idea of how artists are inspired, because that's another bag of shit worms that I'm not going to open. In what way does it prepare someone who is going into other fields for their work? Not arts, not the outliers of society, not athletes, not artists.
I think it provides, it does provide a little structure. It really helps those who don't have the structure at home. You know, things are maybe a little bit crazy for some, and they go to school, they have a
schedule. How about this for structure at home? How about the fact that schools start at a time nobody else's fucking job starts? Wouldn't that add some more structure to home if someone didn't have to get them there at a ridiculous time?
No,
worry about those kind of fucking things? Wouldn't that add structure to the home?
I think they should start in the mornings. Everything should be in the morning.
Everything can be in the morning, Deepu. But it's the idea that if you have no structure at home and a parent has to fucking get to school and worry about you at school at hours that are totally inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it is
odd.
And
in a totally separate location, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think those timings were set up for a prior generational lifestyle where things were starting that early.
So we're not talking about prior. What? In the 1950s when the sun was different?
Something,
what are you talking about?
Something like that. People put on an overcoat
and
they put a hat on.
Well, yeah, in the 1950s, the term 9 to 5 didn't exist. Back then, they said, what number is it now? What time of day is it? All I know is I don't want to sit next to people of a different race. That was them.
And they, then got up, in the, they got up when
somebody
they saw
in
the
sun. 70s said, hey, this number 7 is cool. It's like the Zorro Z. We all need to get hip to numbers.
This is people in the South that you're doing? All right.
No, I was just doing everyone in your fucking wacky world of people not having a dip. What do you mean? The fuck are you talking about?
Listen, you want me to defend
school?
Okay,
here's the
this,
thing. Here's
this
the
doesn't
thing.
Feel right
what,
to me.
Here's what you've said. Here's what you've said. It prepares people for college. How does it prepare people for college? The fact is that if it's SAT prep, you could fucking do that. You already, most schools don't offer it as an in-school thing. If it's ACT prep, the same. If it's math and shit like that. Like, let's be honest. Most people know what they're fucking interested in. And the people that don't know what they're interested in get this false sense of that they're doing something from high school. And here's where this all came from. I talk to a lot of people in what I do with my work outside of this. Not only interviewing people for the podcast, but I make documentaries. And I talk to a lot of people, setting up meetings, interviewing people, trying to get information out of them, either willingly or unwillingly, and never having to trick them into doing it, having to speak frankly. And I meet two sorts of people. And I never speak in maxims like this. So this, you should know that I've really thought about this. I meet two sorts of people. I meet a person who wants to have conversation. In other words, that the ideas you say affect what they're going to say next. And they're trying to play with you and the interplay of the exchange of ideas. The other type of person is someone who speaks trying to prove to you with every sentence that they know something. And we all become these two different types of people at many different times in our lives. Someone thinks you're lying. You might become the latter. You might become the person who's like, no, I did this. I went there. And you're trying to convince them of it, you know? Mm. But for the most part, that idea in casual conversation, in any conversation, if someone starts talking to me about trying to prove to me they know something, they can't say anything without making it seem as though they're as smart as the other part of the conversation, that they're not just throwing their idea into the mix, they're trying to prove something to you. It reminds me of only one other place in the world, and that is high school. That is high school, where you are given points for participating, a nonsense idea in life. Probably much better to give a grade at the end of the year. Here's how I would do it if you were going to do participation points. Write down every shithead idea you have and then be like, okay, here's the points for the person who knew not to say that out loud. Like, there should be an award for that at the end of the year. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, these there are experimental schools that do these ideas that you're talking about.
Bullshit as well. Total bullshit as well. Want to know why? Because it's unnecessary. That's treating kids like children, like they need to be told that they can be free. If the kid wanted to join your stupid school, he was already as smart as that. Just do whatever you want. That's not what I'm talking about. Don't have them in school. They're humans. They don't have to be there. Like, when you speak, if you ever meet these types of people who they can't, they're not actually talking to you. What they're doing is like, when you say something, they have to prove they know something about the topic before they hear what you're saying. Or even if they're – it's not a matter of being talkative. It's a matter – which I don't want people to think it is. It's a matter of they have to let you know that they know – even if it's something extraneous or that they know something more about it. They have to pretend they're on the level because that's what high school does. High school somehow rewards people for guessing and you know, in not a intellectual way. Just saying, and you get points for lying and sort of proving things to people, even though you might have deceived someone.
So what would you say, if school did anything, what would you recommend that it do?
Nothing. I think that people should learn how to fucking read. Every class somebody says to me, I'm always like, English. English class is so unnecessary, and everybody always seems to stand by it. I can read a fucking book. If I want to read a fucking book, I'll read a fucking book. But what, you know, about what doesn't get me to read a book?
Yuck.
Being forced to read a book. And once you know how to read, which you should be able to read in middle school, people are like, well, how do you understand English? I'll fucking read it. I'll read the book. I'll read the book. And then they always will say, you know, oh, well, what if you don't understand it? What, the two or three books that people read that they don't understand? How many schools read more than one piece of Shakespeare? And how often does somebody read one piece of Shakespeare, by the way, and then is like, oh, now I get all of it. Now I'm totally on the level for all of this old English. Like, I totally, now I got it. It takes years of reading old English to understand what the fuck anyone's talking about. That's not what they do every day. They read basic-ass books. How the fuck it matters that somebody makes me read The Outsiders is disgusting.
This knowledge, it adds up, man.
Everyone sit down. We have to watch this Patrick Swayze movie. Every single Patrick Swayze in The Outsiders. If we all don't sit down and watch a Patrick fucking Swayze movie, you will be stupid.
You know,
that's what the education system says by making you read The Outsiders.
Mike, you could say that all this education is dumb or is not necessary, but you know what? This random education that I've gotten has trained me to be very good at random mental tasks. I can multiply. I could do a lot of multiplications between 1
third
and 12.
Grade.
Okay, yeah, third.
Next.
Oh, you're saying
next.
High school. So you do believe in middle
high school?
So take out
I think
high.
Kids should know how to read and multiply. Yeah, high school.
Okay. Oh, dude, I was picturing like 3-year-olds just being left around for fucking 10 years.
Well, I've always said that too. You don't have to do anything in this fucking life. You know, there's great philosophers that sort of, you know, advocate for anarchy and things like that, which is not what we're saying. But, you know, there is a certain prison to society. And I don't want to get like this is going to sound like a really weird. But, you know, I think that probably is a hack thought. You're like, oh, I'm just imagining 3-year-olds running around. What the fuck's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? There's technically nothing wrong with that. It's a free life.
They
like there's societal benefits to people being able to read and educating people in certain ways. But. It's a fucking free planet, man. What's wrong with 3-year-olds who are safe just running around?
I'll let that sit there. Maybe throw in like a burlap sack diaper in that visual.
What?
I'm just fucking with you. All right, so back to my point here, my very important point. You know, I'm very good
at multiplying.
I'm very good at spelling, and I feel like
that was third grade. Second grade.
No. This is like advanced shit. Like I'd learned a little bit of Latin.
You still don't know how to spell or read. It was proven in the beginning of the show. I don't want to consult your good character.
Okay.
No, that was a sentence pretty much.
Okay, so.
You know how to read. And you don't read now. Admittedly, you don't read.
Basically, I don't read. Basically.
Yeah.
Sometimes I read. Maybe like a word here, a word there.
Danger, whatever, mixed with alcohol, fine. Doesn't matter.
Pull.
Take it. Take the pill. I said to take it. Whatever. In case of emergency, yada, yada, yada. Fine. Sure. This seat only reserved for whoever. Like, I don't care. I'm going to sit.
But I would say, you know, you could say a word to me, and I just know how to spell it. Like, I'm so good. It's because, and I'm just.
Mellifluous.
L. Okay, let me just do it. Let me do classical style. Mellifluous. M A L I
L wrong. You're out.
Wait, what did I say wrong?
You said L?
Yeah.
It's the first letter?
Yeah. No, M A L.
Okay.
I F L U O U S.
Ding. Okay.
That's right.
Next one.
Suck this. Spell this, motherfucker.
Convalescence. Your word is convalescence.
Can you use the word in an insulting sentence, please?
Deepu's mouth is a convalescence of a shit idiot brain and fucking stupid ideas.
Convalescence.
Ask me the country of origin.
Can I get the nation of origin?
No.
Convalescence. C-O-N. V-A.
Nation of origin. I'm pretty sure we both fucked that joke up. Nation of origin. Hi, I'm Hot Dog. I come from Australia. Pretty sure it's language of origin. Country of origin was wrong, too. We're back at the fucking border.
What do they say? Is that origin of the word? Origin of species?
They say origin stories. They go, is that an Iron Man 1? Yes.
Convalescence. Convoluted is more like it. Convalescence. C-O-N. V-A.
By the way, I don't know how to... I'm really bad at spelling. I don't know. I'm much more articulate than I can spell. He could have been getting all these words wrong.
Oh, I mean, if you don't know, then I'll just assume I know.
Obviously, I don't know.
Oh, you just made me go through all that? You just made me go...
Yeah, I can't spell.
Well, you're missing out. Dude, it's the best. When you type something out and there's no red line under it and there's no one trying to correct you, oh, nothing better.
Sounds great. I don't really write that much, so I don't... I speak quite a bit, so I have a higher vocabulary than I can write.
You ever pull a word out of nowhere and you're like, damn, how did I know that word?
No, because I'm in tune with my mind. My brain is not some sort of bicycle being ridden by an 8-year-old who does not really understand the mechanics of it. I actually am in my same brain. It's not a supercomputer like from Terminator 2 that I have to spend time figuring out how it fucking works. When I say words, it's because I said, here comes the word that's going to come out of my mouth. Put it in that box, Brain Joe. And then Brain Joe tapes it up and it comes down and it pops out. And then I open it and I say it out of my lip face. That's how my fucking mouth works.
I'm pretty sure I'm like...
I also sometimes grab stuff, Deepu, and I'm not like, whoa, how did I know that my hand would go forward?
I mean, you could say I'm stupid. Whoa! You could call me stupid, but I...
Well, hold on. Can I? You're fucking stupid. What else can I do?
No. I said you could. I
will. This is all the grammar you've learned. Listen to us now. Can, will, may. Here we come. Go.
I would say that I'm just so in tune. My genes.
You could say it.
I may say it.
You will say it. It sounds like.
I have said it almost.
Well, not yet.
All right. So I would say that, you know, my brain's pretty much out of the equation. All right. So. Uh-huh. When I speak new words, it's like I don't even know where they come from. I'm just so in tune with humankind that my body just launches these words that other people of my kin have also said. I forget what I was getting at, but so when I hear a new word, it's not a surprise.
Would take basically, a that's supercut the that's long... of me telling you how many words you don't know the fucking meaning of, including the start of the show.
That's right. Convalescence. C-O-N-V-A-L-E-S-C-E-N-C-E. Or S-E, probably. I'll give one. That's a 50-50.
Convalescence? Convalescence?
No, that's how it comes off on paper.
Convalescence?
That's a hack thought in and of itself. The silent C.
Oh, I wanted to tweet this about the spelling of diarrhea. I think a lot of the spelling in English is ridiculous. That's enough to not learn spelling alone, diarrhea. Look at that word my theory is that nobody thinks about the spelling of the word diarrhea except for when they have diarrhea. So you're not really focused on the spelling. No one's there to complain. That's the real issue. When do you write diarrhea unless you have diarrhea?
And you can kind of, you know, you type it out, you gotta correct it. You know, no one knows how to spell it. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. That's
my point is this, is that you want kids to have time. You want kids to have time to decide what they want to do in high school. Give them time. The idea that these people talk to me and they're trying to prove something is because they're actually not learning. Someone who doesn't know something and isn't passionate about something in high school actually gets fed on. They actually keep getting egged on into thinking, you actually know all this stuff. Like, look, you have to be this eclectic person, which is fucking nonsense. The idea that you have to be eclectic, it's utter shit. It's ridiculous. And so they keep saying to them, like, oh, no, no, like, look, you know this little, keep learning this little bit about math. Even though someone's like, I honestly am not going to fucking use this math. And it's not a sentence. I think that people hear that and they're like, oh, are you going to discourage kids from using math? No, there's plenty of people who love using high-level math. There's plenty of people that want to learn high-level science. There's also plenty of people who are okay watching the cosmos and planet Earth, and that's as much math as we need. You know, we don't really need a lot of it.
Don't you think you're playing with fire here a little bit? You know, you're basically suggesting we have an even less educated society, and some would say that we need a very educated society.
No, I'm asking people to be exactly as educated as they end up. Do you go right now to somebody doing – pick any job. Tell you, you don't evaluate people in the reverse. Pick any job.
Electrician.
Okay, electrician. Do you go to an electrician and say, well, what the fuck do you know about American history?
Well, I mean, if we get into it, I mean
– Are you worried he doesn't know – I'm serious. And this is not about treating different people like they're different classes or anything like that. Are you worried that an American electrician doesn't know anything about American history?
Not at all.
Which is, and guess what? No one in the world is. And so why are we expecting this of people when they don't care about it? Would I be upset if someone that I was reading the History of America, a book, or something probably more relevant for someone with American history, you know, a politician or a lobbyist or, you know, someone like that who's working in our government?
Hmm.
Would I be upset if they didn't know anything about Transformers, both television and in your remote? No, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm asking people to let kids, and they're not kids, by the way. They're really not kids anymore. Let them have some choice in how educated they want to be. You can learn some of this shit in 2 weeks in college. You can learn it in 2 weeks anywhere. Why not give someone 2 weeks to be like, no, I don't really give a shit about William Shakespeare. And then they can come back to it. There's plenty of people who decide they are much more interesting in life when they turn 35 and they've decided, oh, I'm going to learn all about Shakespeare. And they have time to do that, too. The brain doesn't fucking shut off. How many people did you meet in high school and college, Deepu, that were like, I don't know what I want to do with my life?
A fair amount.
And how many of them were so, even though they didn't know what they wanted to do in their life, were so dead set on doing well in all their classes?
I feel like they were not the best students generally.
I met many of people who had no idea what the fuck they wanted to do in life, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you have as well, who were very insistent on doing well in classes and doing well in school, and they wanted to figure out school, and they wanted to figure out these things because they were put a puzzle in front of them, a puzzle that they could solve rather than the one they wanted to solve. It's upsetting to me. And I don't get why people care about this at all. What, are they going to join gangs? They're joining gangs already. It's actually really great to be in school and in a gang. Because you go to school, you meet some of the kids who will do drugs. You can get more gang members. Mm. And then you go, and it's perfect. Because at 3, you're ready. You go and you pick up your drugs from your dealer. And at 5, everyone's getting out of work. You're ready. You can even take a nap. 3 to 5, sort of wake up. You're ready to go work as a gang member at night. It's a great place to be as a gang member. What are people worried about? What will kids do if they're not in high school? It doesn't matter. What fucking adults do when they're not in high school?
A lot of them are doing the same thing if the kids weren't in high school. I don't know what
and
that
so
was.
And so what? We're forcing them to – it wasn't a sentence either. I'm moving on. So we're forcing them to be there. It makes no sense. It's absolutely utter shit.
All right, you want to do a few more here? Words? You wrapping this up?
Yeah, I'm wrapping it up. You want to do a few more words?
No.
Okay, let's do 2 more. Words I always spell wrong. Laminated.
Can we get the body of origin, please? Place of origin?
It comes from the body of a dead hippo. Laminated.
Laminated.
You want me to use it in a sentence?
Could you use it in a sassy sentence?
Oh boy, Gerald's dick was so good, that shit felt like it was laminated.
That's as sassy as gonna get, man.
Laminated.
Laminated.
Do you want another sentence? Give me another way to do a sentence.
Could you use it in a sentence twice? Twice in one sentence.
Laminated? We talking laminated? Who talking laminated? Boy, that's a pull that Michael should never get. Yeah, spell laminated. Now, I demand you do it. Spell it. It pleases me.
Laminated. L-A-M-I-N.
Oh, yeah.
A-T-E-D.
Oh, God.
Laminated.
Oh, yeah. What are words you think I spell? Here's words I spell wrong all the time. Choose. Pretty much every day.
You spell shoes wrong?
Choose. No, I spell shoes fine.
How do you spell what choose? Like chewing food? Chewing,
No, I would spell that fine. No, like you, like to choose.
Oh.
Hey, this is why they do it! Choose. Now ask me.
That is a tough one.
Ask me, fucking asshole. That's why they do these questions. For homophones.
Spell choose.
You don't know if I have any homophones. Are you homophonic?
I can be, but I mean, it's getting better.
No, you're supposed to. You're an asshole. The reason they fucking say, tell me what's the country of origin and use it in a sentence is in case the person's like, pterodactyl. And someone's like, using it in a sentence. Those zippers are made from pterodactyl. It won't be like, a pterodactyl is a giant beast. Hmm. Might be another thing. He's tripping them up. Yep. Tripping them. Yep. Tripping and dropping them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. What do you want me to do? You want to give you a word here?
No, I'm done. Get kids out of school. High school's bullshit.